The next guy that we're going to focus on, the exact opposite approach. Very simple chord progressions with these vivid stories on top. How did you discover Chris Knight as an artist to possibly perform at Lime Kiln?
Well, I think his first album came out in the late 90s, and I remember hearing him in high school, and really just rediscovered him recently. And he's one of the greatest storytellers and songwriters out there. John Prine was a huge fan of his. He's been at it for a long time and written some incredible songs and hasn't played in this area very much. And so we've gotten a lot of interest in this show, and he's never played Lime Kiln before, so it'll be his debut. And I think
it's amazing to me when you said that he hasn't really been through this neck of the woods, because it just seems like this is the area. You know, we're into this kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, well as this show's selling, I think he'll be back.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I remember I actually ran sound for him probably about 2014. He came out and did a great show, real stripped down thing. I had never heard of him before, and he just like walked on stage, basically strapped on the guitar and started singing these songs, like these insane stories, like you know, like Down to the River and stuff like that, where you're like, wow, this is like a movie in my head in 3.5 minutes. And that's what he can do. I think a really underrated songwriter, I think, of our generation.
I agree. I mean, you can almost see his songs when he's singing them, as well as he tells the story.